Not good.
Uh-oh. I know, not good at all.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You know who this is.
Social Crime, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? This is Glenn Baisley.
Glenn Baisley, the producer, the director, yep. I'm sorry.
Hang
producer and director.
I'm actually going to patch Sal in with us. Can
okay.
you hang on a second?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hang on.
Wow, Glenn Baisley, the guy who made...
Sal, you there with us? Yeah, man.
Hey, I got to say, guys, you are damn punctual.
You called me out. We're on live. We're on right now, I believe.
Yep.
Yes, yeah. yes, you are on live.
That's terrific.
Folks, joining us now is Glenn Baisley, the director of Light and Dark Productions. The pretty much owner. He directed films such as Fear the Dark 1 and 2, The Tenement. Just go ahead and introduce yourself, my friend.
How you doing? Well, it's Fear the Dark is the first movie released in 2001. It's actually now starting to make a nice comeback with all the press that's coming around The Tenement. The Tenement comes out April 13th from Brain Damage Films.
Excellent.
You'll be able to pick it up online from www.lightanddark.net. It's going to be in some retail chains. I hear Hastings Entertainment, Inc., which I think is more towards the west, but it's making a circulation. We just procured a license agreement with Belgium and Thailand, so it's making its way around, making its way around. But The Tenement is a prequel of sorts to Fear of the Dark, and then the next project we'll have coming up that's in the can, hopefully for Halloween or an early 2005 release, is Sins of the Father, which concludes the trilogy.
Ah, indeed.
Excellent.
The Tenement is actually a trilogy of stories.
It's an anthology. It's four stories. The first one ties
so it's kind of like a Tales from the Crypt or Tales from the Dark Side.
A lot of the reviews have been saying that we're a lot kind of like the old EC comics, which is kind of cool because I definitely dug that stuff. And Tales from the Crypt and Creepshow is I was a huge fan of Creepshow. So
and
that's
this film,
what inspired it.
This film, The Tenement, is an anthology of stories, and some of them are they're great, especially the taxi cab one.
Uh huh.
That's scary shit. Excellent. Folks, if you can get The Tenement on DVD, rent it, buy it, get it today. Excellent stuff.
The Tenement, like I said, coming out April 13th, it'll be making its way out there very soon. Sal's in The Tenement.
Yeah, baby.
Sal's in The Tenement, and actually, a little bit of a setup. He's in the next movie, Sins of the Father, and then we're going to see him big time in a movie we're shooting this summer called Fairview Falls, which is... will be the fourth feature. That'll be a late 2005, early 2006 release. So we really kind of line our ducks up all in a row to try and get things done and get them out there as quickly as we can. But got a lot on the plate.
Indeed, and I've seen The Tenement. I can't tell you how or why I saw The Tenement. Guys,
for the page.
Yes, sir.
You're a little bit low. That's just my phone.
It's probably because you're on three-way calling.
I can hear everybody okay, yeah.
Oh, okay, maybe it's just my end over here. I'm watching you on the cam over here.
Oh, God.
You only see, like, the side of your face. You got the camera off your face a bit.
Because I'm shy.
You could actually watch these guys.
I did not know that. We get to see Pedge there, huh?
He's scary. He's got, like, snot hanging out.
Fuck you guys. Hold on.
Oh, see, that's great. I like that.
Yeah.
We're in the back.
So is everybody in the world listening out there or what?
Everybody.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me put it back towards me. I'm not exactly proud of the way I look right now. I don't look very good.
I look great, but I'm
really hard. You know, you wake up like 6 a.m. to get ready to do the show.
6 a.m. every day. Every Sunday.
Edward Norton. I worked with this guy and Decker Smoochie.
Now,
oh, yeah?
About
yeah, he fell on top of me. Why am I seeing that with noise right now?
Yeah. Now, about The Tenement, I've actually seen this movie. I can't give away how I got a copy of this. Glenn, you probably want to get. You're going to want to kill me.
Oh, yeah, the copy of it?
That laugh, he's going to kill us. One.
Yes.
I got to say something, guys. Now, the S-Man band is in the studio or what?
The S-Man is. The band is all scattered in beds across the Capital District.
Oh, we see that there, right?
Yeah, I'm back here. How you doing?
Okay, well, S-Man, you know that this is Glenn Baisley that I've been telling you about.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn, did you just get
got your CD. In fact, it was funny. I was looking at the cover of it like 2 seconds ago.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. The S-Man want to get some tunes in the movie.
It's a small world.
Absolutely. Oh, gosh.
Well, maybe he'll tell you what he thinks is like the one you should listen to mostly. He's always telling me about one.
Oh.
But,
Let's see. The closest I ever came to getting.
I kept one for myself, and I said you one.
Oh. Yeah, my plans are actually to listen to it this evening.
Closest I ever came to getting famous is track 14. That was the closest. The best party song is song 13. The best.
First, Glenn still has to be, use me as an extra, but at least with two lines. Two lines. Just say, you know, me going, oh, shit. That's all I want. Or just have a scene where there's a candy bar machine that's broken. I go, oh, shit, it's broken. Please, just.
My balls.
And, you know, okay, we'll do that. And here I thought I was going to put you in it with a bunch of big titted girls.
Oh, no. Okay, that'll work. That'll work.
That for Sal, then, you know? Yeah, I'll do that, bud.
Sal and I worked that out. 3D and Sal are going to do the big titty woman part. It's going to be great.
Guys,
now, here's a question for you. You used to be what? Are you still KROT, or is that what?
No, that was. That was when I first started. I became Social Crime Radio Network.
I see.
So you should probably update
you from you an early one with Sal that was under KROT.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. You should probably I'll save this and edit it for you, and you can have this on your site under social.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. All I need is just a scene with a titty bar. That's all I want.
And now we have to liven up the interview and start talking about all the dirt that happens behind the scenes.
Yeah!
Oh, there's another song on there. She's bad, but that's good. It's like song number 5.
Listen to that. This is like, come on. Let me talk about my music.
All right, go ahead. All right.
We're going to talk about the sluts.
There'll be a lot of good stuff that you'll get to see on the Tenement. The behind-the-scenes stuff, the commentary, we go into some of it. But then there's some of it we couldn't get into. Either lack of time or, you know.
All right.
But there was some good stuff. I will. Sal will tell you that the scene that he's in the Tenement, boy, that was a rough night.
Oh, yeah. When I own the club with Teasers.
Yeah, Teasers.
Oh yeah.
You know,
Peggy would have loved that.
Oh well, you know, hot chicks, but it didn't start. It didn't exactly start out that way. We did that scene, and we had one of the girls got in a car accident like two hours before that, was hospitalized, but didn't make it. Obviously.
Oh man.
Another
is she okay?
girl calls me on the cell phone when we're about to begin shooting.
Is she okay, though?
Saying, what's that?
Did she make it? Is she okay?
She, you know, ironically, was I'd never met this actress beforehand. She was referred to me, and I heard everything turned out okay later on, but I still to this day have not met the actress, you know?
We heard she lost
the kidney. It was a friend of a friend, you know, kind of thing, and it was just like, yeah, she's great. She wants to do it. I talked to her on the phone like a couple times, sounded fantastic, but never actually met her. You know, so still haven't met her, but... Then we had one of the actresses call me up, and this is the art of low budget filmmaking. Calls us up on the cell phone right before we begin shooting. We're all wondering, where the hell is this girl? Her boyfriend wouldn't let her do it.
Oh my
fucking douchebag!
Kissing scene in front of a cross in the movie, but God forbid. She's lap dancing with a guy in a movie, you know.
What the fuck?
So yeah, so she didn't show. Now we get the last actress comes. You know, it is a strip club. There's supposed to be dancers. Now we're two down, one to go. Comes in with more clothes than you'd wear in wintertime. And I said, well, what is that? That's my outfit. I said, you're supposed to be a stripper. She goes, well, you said I didn't have to get naked. Well, as opposed to wearing an Eskimo.
Wait. So she came in like Kenny, like,
yeah. And granted, this is like August too when we're doing this.
So she came with a fucking parka and goes, "This is my lap dancing." Don't you get it? It's a fetish. What,
yeah,
Eskimo?
I think you got to get in just like a G-string, you know, and a bra.
Let's pull her ears, you know. What the fuck?
You could have put your whole outfit in your back pocket.
So what do you do? What do you do when all else fails? You're doing a strip club scene. It's 2:00 in the morning. You don't have any girls. What do you do?
Oh.
You turn to your sister-in-law and say, "Can you get barely naked?"
Oh my god!
What did she say?
After selling my soul to her, and after her combing the local diners trying to get people to recruit 2:00 in the morning, she finally did it.
Oh.
But that was before we had two drunk girls come wandering in from the street.
I want to see that scene.
Naked. And then, of course, when we went to do it, they wouldn't. We had to throw them out.
But now we're talking, this is about like 4:00 in the morning. We didn't even get
the wonders of movie
making. Now it's 4:00 in the morning. So we shot the sunrise, you know. But that's the art of low budget filmmaking.
No, that's the art of, I think, of any kind of filmmaking.
And you know, the funny part is, by that point, some of the actors really started drinking because it was, and Sal was the only person I think that really remembered his lines.
Oh, yeah.
Because some of the actors were like three sheets to the wind by the time we were done.
Oh, yeah. That was funny with the cops. The guys who played the cops.
Oh yeah, we ended up having to cut part of their dialogue out. They couldn't remember their lines. Some of them were so drunk.
Oh my god!
They had their lines on their laps underneath the table.
You have the right to remain. What is that? You remain.
You
silent.
Have the right. No, I love you, man. I don't want to arrest you. I love you. Hold on. You know what?
To get up on the stage, then they're like, "Well, we're not getting naked." And they're getting in my face. They're like. We're going to tell you how to do it. I was like, no. I turned to Ed. You know, Ed Shalinsky played the taxi driver. He's a big guy. So he was working on a set. I said, Ed, can you take care of this? He basically picks the girls up and throws them out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're going to tell you how the scene is done.
It's some funny stuff. Funny stuff.
Some of the scenes that were edited from Fear the Dark. What about that gory scene with that, what was it, a hamster?
Oh, yeah, it actually was an albino gerbil that we used to look bigger, you know, bigger on screen. Yeah, I got a lot of crap from that scene, actually. The first time we were showing trailers of that, we were down at, I think it was a Chiller Theater convention, and Mark Yannick, who played the stunt double for the Black Rose Killer in Fear of the Dark, he was down there at the table, and we had a bunch of animal rights activists come up, and they're all freaking out because they're seeing this on the screen. And in reality, what the thing was, it was a cat toy, shaved the fur down, put a latex condom in it filled with the blood stuff. So, you know, when you squish it, I mean, come on. You kill an animal that size, like that much blood's coming out of it, you know, but it looks great. And so they're freaking out, and they're like, did you really kill that? And he turns, he leans over, so looks him in the eye, he goes, you know, it was a goddamn shame. He goes, those things were a buck a piece. He goes, you know, we went through like three or four before the head stayed on.
So, you know.
A buck a piece, man. This shit's getting expensive.
But, you know, I mean, some of the other great stories we do. Well, you saw the tenement with the lovely Susie Lee on the cross, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of it. Great story with that. You know, it all goes back to all the trials and tribulations of low-budget filmmaking. This is something that, you know, we mention on, but we don't really get into detail on the commentary for time reasons. But I'll never forget the day we go to shoot that. You know, it was a hot August night. It was like 100 degrees in this loft of this barn with 2,000K lights, you know, 2,000K lights aimed on where the cross is for the shot. She shows up with a migraine, and then she goes, I got to tell you something. You know, and now we're already running just a little behind schedule. And she goes, well, better yet, I'll show you. She lifts up her shirt, shows me her boobs. They had stitches in it, man, like Frankenstein's monster.
Oh.
You know, she had a boob job 2 weeks before. Now, this is a beautiful girl. Why she got a boob job, I don't know, because she was a gorgeous girl, you know. I mean, she looks great afterwards, you know, but... 2 weeks, and I'd already said, you're going to be on a cross topless. It's going to probably wind up at Fangoria Magazine, and she gets it 2 weeks before. Oh. And I was like, you know,
dumbass.
Brian Spears, I show him, and he's like, what do you want me to do with that? He goes, it's not sanitary, man. I can't put makeup in her stitches.
Yeah. Photoshop! Photoshop!
So what did you do? How did you do? I
mean, going up on the set with...
Make her a zombie.
Boob job.
Oh, man, but you know...
Make her frankin' tit.
I'm telling you.
She was on Baywatch.
Frankin' tit. Fire bad. Titty's good.
There you go.
One of Glenn's movies, man, the women usually have no clothes on.
Well, not always.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Except Fear of the Dark with Danielle.
See, Glenn is carrying on to... Glenn is...
Rosemary Gore is a star of that movie, which Lance... from Lake Films is tuned in right now, by the way, because he just let me
there
know.
You go.
So Rosemary Gore is also in his movie.
Who's tuned in?
Baby Doll.
I plugged that. You know, I like to plug it.
Oh, she's great in that, too. I unfortunately never got to see the full thing, but what I did see of it down, we were at the Darris Film Festival called Bloodfest 2003. It was put on by Blood Moon Rising, and they showed it down there, and all I remember is her in pigtails with lipstick smeared on her face, taking like a toy truck and smashing this guy's face in with it. And I'm like,
what?
Holy shit! You know, because it was I think it's probably harder core than she appeared in Fear of the Dark. I was like, whoa. But it was kind of cool because she said to me afterwards, she goes, I could have never have done that. You know, she goes, Fear of the Dark was like the training ground, you know, for me to act like a psychopath. But, yeah, good stuff. Well, it's kind of funny, too, because Sal's music, a lot of people think that Sal wrote the credits song at the end, thought that Sal actually wrote it for the movie. It, you know, I had actually heard it. I'm trying to remember, Sal. How the hell did we even meet? I think you found me through...
I ended up on
you sent me a demo, right?
Yeah, I ended up on some website. And I don't know.
In fact, I have it right here. Guys, hear it?
And the name of the movie is called Fear of the Dark. And
yeah.
I already have a song called What
You Do in the Dark. And it sounds perfect, like it was written for the movie.
I said, how could that go wrong? I'm going to have to send him this. And sure enough, it ended up in the movie.
It's in the background right now.
How could he say no? You know, the title was there. And the song is eerie and you know, kind of weird.
Well, you've got the title track song for Sins of the Father that's not to yet to be released, and Sal just sent me a great track. He just did an original track for Fairview Falls is what we're shooting this summer. Right. So, you know, he's like, I got a good song in each of your movies.
That's it, man. You know, I have to have a song in every movie. Yeah. I'm working on Lake Films, which he just sent me a thanks, dude, for plugging his movie. So now, right on the air, we're going to have to mention that he's going to have to use some of my songs in his movie, too.
Yeah, and you're doing some original music for Coalition also.
Oh, yes, that's right, which I thought, yes, we're going to talk about Coalition, but I figured
hey, guys.
I'll let you plug all some stuff there, and I'll plug some of that, too. We'll be on
guys.
For a while, you know.
Guys, can you hear the background music?
I wrote the Italian song. I sing it in Italian. It's called Tonight. That's
guys!
You should have sent me a copy of that on that CD. I wanted to hear that.
I should have done that. You're right.
You bastard.
I'm sorry, man. I will,
you
man.
Bastard.
I promise. Yeah, baby. Wait,
guys.
I got some people. I
guys.
What do you call it? IMD?
Do they have me on mute? Glenn.
Yes.
Check this out. I already have it right here.
Okay. There you go.
Ready.
Look at that.
Chewed up and ready to go, man.
See, that's great.
It's a great tune.
He was ready 5 minutes ago. But
yeah, I was ready 5 minutes ago, but you guys were like, you know, talking back and forth. I was like, am I here?
You get the two of us together, we don't shut up for 5 seconds. We'll have to change it to Light and Dark Radio Station.
Light and Dark Radio Station. Sounds good to me, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this is Sal said you talking to Pidge, Brother Pidge, and I got to go in the bathroom, wash my dicky-doo, and go out tonight. Dicky-doo.
Is he washing his pet, she said?
I don't know. I'm looking at the webcam. He's grabbing hold of something, but I can't quite see what it is.
No, I turned it away from me because, my God, it looked horrible on it. The lighting makes my face look horrible, and my teeth look like caramel corn.
Camera, come on.
Oh, yuck. I think I need more light if I'm going to do the webcam.
Yeah. But I hear pegs in the guy's low, but I can still hear you, so it's okay.
I hear you.
It's so dark in here, but...
So, Glenn.
Yeah?
I want a speaking part.
You want a speaking part?
Yes, I do. You know I can do a speaking part.
New York. Where are you in New York?
In Albany.
Oh, you're way far away.
Wow. Where are you guys?
I'm in Putnam County, actually Putnam Valley. So above Manhattan, I'm like about an hour above the city.
That's like 2.5 hours.
Not even. It's above the city. It's a little under two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I'll get your shooting schedule. We drag you down for something.
You should come up in the summer, man. It's in Saratoga.
Can I get two lines?
Jesus.
Can I say
Lake George?
This fucking candy bar machine sucks or something?
You should shoot a movie up here. Jeez.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I wasn't going to say anything until I heard him say shit, and I'm like, hey, I guess this is great.
Yeah, it's internet radio. We're not, you know.
Yeah, only on the worldwide could they hear you cursing.
That's great. That's great.
Not only is internet radio reach
what's
a lot further.
Right now? Do you see anything?
What's that?
Pedge, can you tell who's listening around the world? I mean, when we did the interview with Anthony Chisholm, you had mentioned that people on the other side of the world were tuning in.
England, Scotland,
Australia. It's internet radio is worldwide, and there's no FCC regulation, so It's
that's
just
the best part.
Oh, yes, we jumped on something here, man. It's so cool.
That would be in Hereford, England?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's about 10 o'clock.
Though. Nottingham, England. Nottingham.
Where's Dark Elf from? He told
Nottingham.
Me. He said Nottingham?
Nottingham, England.
Nottingham, where Robin Hood's from. That's where Dark Elf is from.
Hey, Pedge, can you flash some subliminals on the webcam to make people buy my movies?
Sure. I just need the JPEGs first.
I'll get on that for next week, all right? We'll get that engineered.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I loved it. Also, mentioning Anthony Chisholm, we just talked about Chisholm. Go on, we did a show with Anthony Chisholm last week.
See, I love Anthony Chisholm, and I would have given my left nut, you know, to have him in my movie. And so I know Sal was bagging him. Guys are fantastic.
He was great, man. Him and Sal
yeah.
were great.
Did you picture our best shows? Okay, here's... Here's... I can see it, Glenn. I can see it right now. Glenn, I can see it right now. I can see it happening. Glenn, here's Anthony. Hello? 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 Hello?
We might be... I don't think
Where's
he can
my
hear
siren?
Us. He Hold can't on. Hear us.
And I believe there's a part for that in me somewhere in there, too, so I'm waiting yeah. for that.
No
so,
effect. No
fine.
Effect.
I told you that before. I said he's...
Stop it!
Like
Stop it! No, it's true. It's a technical thing. He can't hear us.
Hit that bag like you mean it, boy.
I don't think it's
Can you guys hear us?
Hello? I think Sal's having some trouble hearing you a little bit.
Okay. That's why he keeps going.
It's a technical thing.
Yeah, I just kept quiet because I thought it was funny.
Well, it was. But...
Stop it! Background, you didn't hear him for some reason.
Who was screaming?
Yeah, so anyway, yeah. Yo, I was talking to Brother Badge, and then I was like doing something.
I don't know. Something's wrong here.
You deaf bastard.
Something's wrong here. I gotta go to... Your brother Sal is gonna go to the bathroom and watch his dicky do.
Oh, man.
Dicky do.
I have children listening today. Oh, boy.
To an uncensored internet radio show. Smart thing to do.
Stop whining.
See, they got Glenn Baisley, filmmaker, director, Lion Dog Productions. All of a sudden, Sal Search is a nobody on the air.
Stop that!
I'm just can't hear you when you're talking. For some reason, we can't hear you.
Wait, you can't hear Sal?
No. When he's talking, he can't hear us. Apparently.
Oh, right. I can hear you guys fine.
Okay.
Usually, all the other times I hear them good. I don't know. There must be some kind of weird connection.
Yeah, it's gotta
Glenn,
be.
Glenn, you're loud as can be.
Yeah, I can hear you too. Yeah.
And I hear them all looking well, the
blood. Yeah, they are a little low, but I can hear them fine.
Whenever nobody's talking, I could hear them.
You sure you can hear me?
Well, just say one-word sentences. That way we make sure we don't interrupt it.
I'm going to shut up completely.
Hello.
I'm awake. I was going to get it.
Hi.
Could you... okay. Anthony Chisholm.
And Sal Searchia plays the owner of Club... teasers.
Well, you just got to get one of them bull horns and just blast it into the phone.
Yes.
No, I got this.
Stop whining.
I wonder why he's got the camera turned away. Bow your head. Bow your head.
Okay.
That was interesting.
I blew their minds last
week. Let's talk about how fun it was to beat the managing editor of Fangoria magazine with a shovel.
What?
What? Ho! I just woke up here. What's
he
going on?
He called me in the movie. He called me.
If he could only hear this right now, he'd be really pissed. We were just laughing about this today. Mike Gingold, who's in The Tenement, and he's in Fear to Dark. I put him in all my movies. I love the guy. But we were in The Tenement. There's a scene where he gets beaten to death with a shovel. Now, the shovel, the scene where he gets beaten, it's made of fiberglass. So here I am lying to him, basically saying, no, it's not going to hurt. It's made of fiberglass. This guy had more black and blue. And then after we're done with it, like one of the major scenes, the sound was shot. So I call him like a week later. I was like, we got to go back and, you know, walk through the steps and to foley the sounds. He was like, okay. So we get to the part where I'm supposed to hit him again. He's holding his jacket out like he's, you know, going Toro to the ball. I'm like, what the fuck you doing? He goes, well, you hit the shovel. I was like, no, put the... He goes, hit it with a shovel. He goes, no. I said, put put the jacket in. He goes, why? I said, so I can hit you with the shovel. He goes, get the fuck out of here. I said, no, I want to make it sound realistic. So what does he do? He puts it on. I hit him with a shovel again.
Well, all right, I'll do it again.
Great sport. So now my payback is a bitch because he just told me he's got a project of mine which he wants Sal to actually be in, playing a club owner again in a strip club. Now that's a naked chick, so Sal, it's great.
What kind of work? After all these years of working hard, I end up becoming an actor as a topless bar owner.
But the best part is his character name is Sal again. Mike and I were saying, what do you call him? He looks like a Sal. So,
he does look like a Sal.
I just recently had a meeting with a new agency, and on my resume it says the tenement as Sal, the father as Sal. So the big agent woman there, she says to me, she says, what are these, your own movies, Sal? I said, yeah. She's like, how come every movie you're in is your name Sal, as yourself? I said, because they think I look like a Sal. So I said, if you want to put me in The Sopranos, you could call me Sal also on there.
There you go.
You know?
The funny finish, though, to the story I was saying, though, with Mike Gingell was, my payback's a bitch.
Wow.
He wants me to be in this movie wearing a Speedo. And I was like, fuck you. You better get me on a cover of Fangoria magazine if you think I'm wearing a Speedo.
Wow.
Wow. For a writer and director, you cut up too much on the area, you know?
That system probably contains new data encryption
algorithms. What the fuck did you say, Sal?
Seriously, what the fuck did you say?
What'd you say?
Wow.
For my sister-in-law, that my little nephew is 12 years old, is listening. And her lovely mother is listening. Oh, God. Glenn,
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I have seen.
You have your... Wait. Sal, you had your whole family listen?
No, well, this is internet radio, so there's no...
That's just like me letting my daughter watch Fear the Dark.
Look, honey, I made this.
No, I'm kidding.
Maybe.
Well, you know, Rosemary Gore, for a lot of people don't know, she's Al Gore's cousin.
That's right, yeah.
Who's Al Gore?
Yeah, he's like,
come out of the cave now, Sal.
Yeah, really? What the...
Who is he?
He made the internet. He invented the internet.
Oh, yeah. Al Gore. Remember, Al Gore invented the internet. What the fuck is that shit?
So he's like the richest dude in the world, huh?
Anyway.
Isn't that the other guy, Donald Trump, invented the computer?
What's that?
Donald Trump invented something,
but I don't know what it is.
These are all businessmen with publicists. Like, you know, they got publicists. They're just businessmen.
Anyway, rock and roll.
What's funny about Gore, what's funny is I told her, I said, you should milk that. And she's like, no, I never want to milk it. Then
I wouldn't either.
Like 6 months ago, she was on Fox Channel News Live talking about her cousin.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
But she's doing pretty successful. She landed the people at Paxil, I guess, saw Fear of the Dark, her performance in it. They ended up giving her like a 2-year contract for print and commercial.
So Paxil?
Yeah, the Paxil antidepressant.
Do you know what she did?
It ran during the Super Bowl, I believe, last year.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Hold on.
Do you know what she did? Your canting daughter.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
That one of your movies, Glenn, that I never heard of?
Yeah, those are the ones we release in Germany.
The Exorcist.
Nico's being pale, you mean. Hey, so anyway, guys, I'm doing Coalition starting tomorrow.
All right.
I got to wake up at 5 a.m., and I got to be on the set with Chuck Zito from
Chuck Oz, Zito.
And Frank Vincent. You know Frank Vincent, right? I mean, he's the famous guy in the trunk in the movie Goodfellas when he tells... You know what? Shoe shine box there.
Yeah!
He keeps stabbing him. You remember him?
He's in Casino, too, isn't he?
Casino, right.
Casino.
What role does he have in Casino?
He's a great... He's the guy, he was like Joe Pesci's right-hand man, and he ended up killing him at the end. Remember?
And, shaves, you know, because I got a 5 o'clock shadow. And, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, you're coming in better now for some reason.
I sound better? I'm putting the thing right up to my mouth here, the little,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the movie Coalition, it will be done real soon, I think, and, I do my scenes tomorrow, and, it'll be cool, man. You guys gotta check it out.
Can't wait,
written
man.
And directed by Joe Ariola, and I had sent that over to you. Didn't I send that before? An email. Did everybody get that?
Yeah.
Glenn, did you get that in the email?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This way everybody saw it. All right, very good.
Glenn, so, do you believe in... Glenn?
Talk some more
what?
Do you believe in Poop the Bear?
What's that?
Oh, you got to... Do you believe in Poop the Bear?
You should send him the song, Poop the Bear.
Do I believe in what the bear?
Poop the Bear.
Poop the Bear. The hell is that?
He's our mascot. He's a stuffed animal.
Is he on the website?
No, but I need to put it... Oh, yeah, he is. There's a banner with Poop the Bear on a cross.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, wait, watch.
God, that Poop the Bear saves and commands you to listen.
He's a stuffed animal. The thing about Poop the Bear is...
I am me.
The thing about Poop the Bear is he's...
What are you talking about?
Poop the Bear. Poop the Bear.
And wait, masturbate with Mariah? What the hell? Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern time?
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to, like, you know, we wanted to break that
to you gently. Those are all shows on my network. Enjoy them. They're on, you know.
I got to tune in for that one.
Hey, be careful. That's Peggy's sister. I hope I didn't get you in trouble.
Yeah, go ahead. Mariah Jameson is my sister.
Hey, what, really?
Yeah, indeed.
They have a very civilized relationship.
Okay.
Even Pedge calls in on that show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he actually calls in on his own sister's show.
Yep.
That's disturbing, Pedge.
Yes, indeed it is. So, guys...
Are we going to put Pedge in the S-Men in the Fear of the Fearview Falls or what?
I still got to finish writing the script, but I'm sure we could probably find something in there.
Yeah, give S-Man a song and give me, like, a tiny role.
What's that?
All I want is two lines.
Two lines.
Yeah. This candy bar sucks or something. Just anything.
This candy bar sucks.
This candy bar...
You guys are killing me, man.
My balls itch.
That's what it's all about, huh? Plugging, baby.
Oh, yeah.
We're plugging.
That's it. Hey, it's funny because... I call Sal all the time. I bitch to him. It's a tough industry. I whether you're actor, whether you're filmmaker, or whatnot. And now I'm learning that more with the distribution end of it. And it's like, you know, nothing sucks more is that when you sign on the dotted line, you got to make cuts to the movie, you know, to make people happy. I mean, I'm very happy with the way Tenement turned out. But boy, I'll tell you, now you know, it gives me a different approach to all the future movies that I'm shooting. Totally different approach with the, you know, this summer. Yeah, I mean, if we're putting stuff in it that normally I probably held back doing in the past movies, but I said, you know what? I don't give a crap what other people think. I'm going to make the kind of movie I want to make.
There you go.
Yeah, well, sure. That's what you guys do, you know. And I mean, sooner or later, you know, if the big time comes, it's just like musicians and bands, like I was saying to you the other night. You know, so many times, even bands that are established and doing really good, the producers cut their songs up and everything. I mean,
yeah.
You know, right, and then a couple of years later, decide to do it again and throw the parts in. It's like a Cheap Trick. Everybody has a Cheap Trick song. If you want my love, you got it. Mm-hmm. You know that tune?
Oh, yep. Great song.
If you need my love, you got it. There's a whole part in there that the Thomas Roy Baker, the producer, cut out the whole song because the song was wrong. This Cheap Trick box set. They put it on there with the extra parts. The part is dynamite, you know. And now when they play it live, They always use that part.
No, hello, I want Poop the Bear to take me to poop land.
I think Peg is trying to get our attention again.
Wait, hold on.
Hello, I want Poop the Bear to take me to poop land as soon as possible. I'm a really big fan of stuffed animals that are constipated.
Okay.
What?
When I really need someone...
See, you get the two of us, and we just take over your show.
You know, Glenn, is something still going
on? Hey, S just played something on our break, and you guys should probably hear it.
Oh, what will you leave behind? It's like a 50s heroin movie.
Yeah.
But you would be interested
Glenn,
in.
We had just shut up and let me handle this.
Okay, go ahead.
You fucking monkey.
Hey.
Glenn, you're still tuned in, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now on our next break, I'm going to play it for you. And what song would you want him to play in your movie? I mean, what song would you want played on his movie?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Well, let's see. He likes chicks, so one would be she's bad, but that's good. That's
okay, I'm going to play that on break. And, okay. Hey, guys, you going to be around the next hour?
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, hey, find me.
Unless my cordless phone runs out, the battery goes dead.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the director guy, find a chick for this video. We're looking for a girl for this video. You got to find her for me. It's like, she's bad, but that's good. So listen.
I can think of a couple of girls like that.
Right.
Oh boy.
This is like if you like Married One. It's that chick you meet like right in your mid 20s. It's amazing.
Okay, here's S Man right here. Okay, guys. All right. Glenn, tell me what you think of this. This is S Man's newest release. Tell me what you think. All right, ready?
Wait a minute! What the fuck is that? Oh, nice fucking guy. Oh, this is a Star Wars one, isn't it? Yeah.
That's a cantina from Star Wars.
Oh, Pedge is.
No, this is S-Man.
No, it's not. Thank you. Oh, Pedge.
Hey, I got a little.
What else could I? What else could I do to fucking like make S-Man piss? Then be on the phone with a fucking movie director and say, "Here's S-Man."
Oh man.
Okay.
I don't know what the movie director. Oh, that's you, right, Glenn? Talking about? not unless you're off directing porn on the side. But I don't know.
Hey, wait, look, I just got a message from Late Film that says Rosemary Gore is moving to L.A. in April.
Yes, the end.
Oh, they'll love her out there. People's Republic of California. Yeah, go ahead.
What is she doing? Yeah, a movie called The Exorcist? What is that?
The Exorcist? I haven't heard about that.
I'm probably spelling it wrong. Can you spell it?
Exorcist.
That's Exorcist. It does, right?
She did. I don't think she's in The Exorcist. That's news to me.
Okay, let's see. Maybe.
No, I mean, they're doing a new Exorcist, but if she's gotten in that, boy, I haven't heard that one yet.
Right, new Exorcist? Ah, yuck.
I'm waiting to see a response here on my IM. I don't know. Maybe he's away from his computer. He just sent me that.
That's a good tune.
I'm looking at the screen. You sent me that on the IM, so I don't know. I'm grooving. Let me email him. Where the hell?
Feeling it.
Glenn, are you feeling this music?
Okay, what's that?
Are you feeling this music? Can you hear it okay?
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
That's great. I think we can probably fit that in somewhere.
No!
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Sal, we were laughing. Sal just sent me some new music to take a look at, some other recorded bits he had. And I'm laughing because I was talking to Mike Gingo before, and one of them is with his brother Tony. So I was thinking about busting his balls with a joke off. Yeah, you know, I really like the song for, you know, by your brother. We're going to use that instead of yours.
Well, yeah.
No, I was just saying to break your balls is a joke. I was going to say that.
No, but that's very okay. I mean, I gave you a CD. There's a couple of songs on it that my brother sings, right?
I thought it's funny because you guys sound so much alike in a lot of ways.
That's what everybody said, even on the phone. For many years, people would call and say, "Can I please speak to Sal?" I'd say, "He's not in right now. This is Brother Tony. What can I help you?" You know, until I found out who it was. So we were able to do that for years, and then we do sound exactly alike on the phone and also when we sing.
I'm telling you,
Beatles style, man.
That's it.
Okay. Here we go, guys. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on.
Style, I guess.
Here it goes.
What do we got?
Here we go. Yeah. S-Man Band.
Oh, stop it. Jesus. Bust my balls. He hasn't been busted on me the last couple episodes, but he's getting me now. We were off last week.
Yeah. I'm like, getting, you know, because Pedge had the flu, but Pedge is back.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, S. Come on, sing. S-Man Band. S-Man.
Oh,
S-Man. S-Man. Yeah.
You got me now. Oh, Pedge, I'll get you later.
I'm sorry. Okay. You'll get me later? How are you going to get me later?
I don't know. I haven't thought of that yet.
I told you. Okay. Listen to the intelligence of S-Man. I said, do me a favor. Go to my stepdad's workbench and grab the battery out of the charger.
Now, this is why he plays Star Wars instead of S-Man. Go ahead.
No. Come on. Watch it. I said, go to my dad's workbench and get the battery.
See, there you go.
What kind of drugs are you people taking in that studio?
Marijuana.
Listen, well, this is funny. I told S-Man to get a battery out of a charger off my dad's workbench. You know what he comes back with?
A banana.
First, he goes, I don't know where it is. I said, it's a black box. It's got a red light, which means it's charging. I say, go get the battery. He comes back. He's got the whole fucking charger with him.
Hey. You said you wanted the charger, I thought.
No, I said the battery out of the charger, you mongoloid moron.
I think you said charger. I don't know.
Oh.
Where do you get mongoloid?
You are helpless.
What is that?
Hulk don't know.
Oh, God.
Yeah, your name is what? Your new name is Wookalar. Oh, Wookalar no understand. Wookalar no like. Wookalar angry.
Just because I don't have a computer.
Wookalar confused.
Oh, jeez.
Wookalar no fish.
Will you shut up?
Wookalar mad.
No, Wookalar. Officer, I don't know how the guitar went off.
Okay, Wookalar.
What?
See?
Oh, that's great.
Wookalar.
Wookalar.
Don't you remember that bad movie with Don Knotts and Tim Conway? No. Where they were like private eyes and they found the, like, Tim Conway kept saying, oh, Wookalar. They looked like a pig.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, Glenn.
Yeah.
Great having you on the show. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Well, it's been fun.
And what?
That's what it kind of sounded like, but
what?
Hey, wait a minute. Now you got the mayor of rock and roll.
The mayor, baby.
Glenn
Basley. Sal, you.
I'm calling up Dan Fitzgerald to tell him what you did. Obey the time for action.
Okay. Here's my impression of Anthony Chisholm. If he was in a Glenn Beasley film.
You think I'm some kind of asshole? You trying to blame me for the Black Rose Killer?
There you go.
That's great, too. Oh, that's great.
Suck on my dick, motherfucker.
Oh, shit, that's funny. Well, that was good.
You know, hey Glenn, you know who always calls up on this show also?
Who's that?
You know the guy who plays Eugene in the movie Grease?
Yeah, yeah.
He calls in the show all the time.
Eddie Deason, miss.
Eddie Deason.
Yeah.
Edge imitates him great. Do some nice dudes.
Not that you're too much eggnog.
I'll play the real clip.
He calls it all the time, right?
Oh, wait, I have it right here. Hold on.
Have the real clip here. Hang on, here we go.
Hey, actually, Glenn, if you'd like to, I mean, for like very like low amounts of, how can I say this? I'm not saying Eddie works cheap, but you could probably get him on one of your movies.
You could get him if
I'm
you
serious.
Want. Serious.
I'm serious
if you want him.
Oh, that's funny.
He's already great. On staff, and I pay him peanuts.
Where's he based at?
I think he's in L.A.,
California,
isn't he?
Yeah.
Beverly Hills.
Wow.
He's living the L.A. actor house thing, but he wants to...
Yeah.
That system probably contains new data encryption algorithm.
On the table.
That system probably contains new data encryption algorithm.
You guys can pick me up when I do a movie. How come you can't save him?
What's that?
Whenever I do your movie, you send me one of them limos with
five people. Yeah. And then you wake up. Hey, Patch.
Yeah, you think I'm some kind of asshole, motherfucker? Eddie Deason has a limo. I ain't got shit. Motherfucker, I had to hitchhike with the Harry Potter limo.
Oh shit! That's good,
motherfucker Harry.
Oh, that is some good shit.
I got some more extra news here. Lance is really Lance should have just called in himself. We're gonna have to get Lance to do a show here. He's letting me know that Baby Doll's gonna be a feature.
Oh, they're turning into a feature?
Yeah, he's going to turn Baby Doll to a feature. So therefore...
He's got to fly her back from L.A.
Yeah, Lance...
I'm laughing because I think I know what that's about, but I really don't.
Pay for a plane.
I have no clue.
He's going to be doing
here we go.
This is good to know.
Okay, there you go.
Blah, 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 blah. Another part in the movie I'm going to get.
Okay.
What was that?
Oh, that was William Shatner.
That was when you guys start talking about Hollywood shit I have no clue about. Because you're like, oh, but she has to fly back. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Because she's got to... Yeah.
If I send you something, can you play it on the air?
Sure.
Like right now?
Yep.
Yeah. You have high-speed online?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your email?
my email, just send it to AIM. You have AIM. We talked to AIM. You're still light dark?
Oh, I got my regular AOL mail here.
Ah, poopy pants. All right, yeah, send it through email. I'll just download it and play it. Go ahead.
Okay, how do I do that? What's your email?
Okay, it's pedge@socialcrime.com.
Yeah, I was going to say, now everybody from third world countries, send a Pedge at one shot.
Yeah.
Pedge at, it helps if the keyboard friggin' works when I type.
A funny thing that happened this week, KDK Prank Calls has joined the ranks.
Really?
The guy's a legend.
Oh, no
3D, back me up.
Word, he's pretty funny.
Yeah. And the reason he had to join me was because Ted Webb got harassed.
Yeah.
So what I had to do was change my contact info, registrant info on my domain name. So now it says Pedge Jameson, 12th Social Lane and Poop Ave. So I don't get pizzas ordered to my house.
Yeah.
I just sent you the track that is Sal's latest song that I just got in the mail yesterday.
Just kidding. You're
going to
play that?
Well, let's see if Pedge plays it.
Oh, man. Hey, okay. I'm sorry. Announce that one more time.
It's it's a track called Fairview Falls, which you won't see in the movie probably for like another year and a half. You know, I haven't even shot the friggin' movie yet.
Well, I always write the songs a year ahead of time. You know, I'm good like that.
Mr. Sprague.
You can't say Sal's ever late.
Well, we're getting some IMs here. Guys.
What does it say?
We're getting IMs here. Mr. Spradek says, okay, you make my Winamp sound so... That's one of your friends, isn't it?
Yeah.
3D?
Well,
okay. He's like, you make my Winamp sound so damn sexy. What a weirdo.
That must be Sal doing that.
Wasn't me. Will you get an IM what? From who?
I don't know.
From listeners. You know, listeners.
Yeah,
listeners.
We get some out there's, you know, which we like.
All right, midget, I demand a beer, midget. Hand me a beer, midget.
Hey, do you have any parts for Sinister Medicine?
Oh.
Yeah, do you have any parts for a 4 foot tall, how tall are you?
3 foot nine.
5'2"?
Yeah, you're not 5'2", and my fucking ass, you're 5'2".
This guy does have a look, you guys.
This fucking guy, okay, how tall are you? No, seriously.
Put him on cam.
How tall are you?
I think he's on cam. You guys should be looking right at him. He's the guy.
You're not 5'2".
I swear.
I ain't seen shit but Pedge.
Are you looking at it? Yeah.
Now I'm seeing nothing.
Well, I put the cam off me. I couldn't stand looking at myself.
Is that a Coke, a Pepsi, or a beer? I can't see that there.
That's a beer.
Uh-oh.
That's a beer.
Beers everywhere.
There's beers and stuff here.
Oh, yeah, I'm advertising Milwaukee's best ice. Best beer ever made in the fucking world.
Guys.
All right, now, midget, what? You are not 5'2".
I swear to God I'm 5'2".
Somebody, I got a fucking measuring tape in that drawer. Pull it out.
Pull out the light.
No. I'm going to measure this motherfucker.
Do you have a midget in the studio?
No, okay. Midgets are like
it's
3 feet
to
tall.
Play
he's taller than
measure
three.
The midget.
He's at least 5 feet.
All right, step on that tape. God damn it!
We're measuring the midget. Holy Christ!
Oh, we're measuring the midget.
You know, we all like how it's done. How it's done. You always have those midgets on the show, right?
Yeah,
but he gets real midgets. This isn't a real midget. This is like a real short person. This is as short as you could be. Well,
stand up tall.
Somebody's ass.
Yeah, we got the measuring tape.
That's probably Pedge's ass.
5'4".
All right, he's 5'4". That's not
damn.
Okay, that's it. You lose the rank as midget.
Fuck that.
You can't be a midget.
You're a
dwarf.
Yeah.
You're not sinister midget. You're sinister like half a midget.
All right.
You're sinister short. You're sinister like, George Jefferson.
You're like if Nate ate Nate or something.
Nate ate Nate.
Nate ate Nate.
David Crosby looks like Gallagher if Gallagher ate himself.
You could put that guy in one of your movies. He could be one of the killers.
Midget killer.
Midget killer.
Chucky's uncle. One.
You ever see that movie Phantasm? You can make him one of the dwarves.
Oh, my God.
How is it apart? I don't care. Big titted girls, too.
Big titted girls.
could be a Leprechaun Part 99.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't that fucking ridiculous? Leprechaun in space?
Yeah, well, they did Leprechaun in the Hood in Leprechaun in the Hood 2.
Oh, don't you know you want my gold? But if you mess with me, you might get bored. I'm like, shut up.
I'll put a cap in your ass.
I mean, there's so many good independent... Like, that's the thing I like about you, Glenn. You do independent horror films that are supposed to be horror films, not retarded crap. Like, not Puppet Master 9. Puppets turn good and fight evil demons. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know that you always jump the shark when the puppets turn good.
Exactly. All the puppets are good guys now. They fight little...
Next things, it'll be Jaws the Avenger.
Jaws the Avenger.
Hey, Glenn.
Yes.
Ed just linked, you know, the evilclown.com interview on the tenements where, the one that you sent me.
Right.
The page that he made for me, you know, with all the stuff on it. If you go to it, you'll see it says on the bottom, you can click right on it and go to it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Hey, Glenn, I'm not getting your email yet, buddy.
What, you didn't get the email yet?
You sent it to Ray Dress, right?
Yeah, PedgettSocialCrime.com.
P-E-D-G-E.
P-E-D-G-E.
Yeah.
Social Crime. Did you spell social
crime? Social, S-O-C-I-A-L, crime.com.
Word.
Still not getting it, buddy.
Sent it a while ago.
Pooped a bear.
It was 1.83 megs.
Oh, I put my limit on unlimited. Hold on.
Maybe you sent it to me.
Oof. Stop that. Stop that. Whoever's doing that puke sound, stop it.
Who's doing what puke sound? You're hacking over there.
What the hell? It looks like it bounced back. Hang on a second. This is strange. Let me try this one more time. Hang on here.
Emails are strange.
When you're a stranger,
spams are lonely. When you're a... Sorry. Yes. When you strange, emails don't have any name. When you strange, hot sorority girls don't have any name. When you strange,
these boys are definitely not normal folks.
Yes, we're not normal folks.
You might get a record deal in London being a listener over there. I
pooped in my girlfriend's mouth yesterday.
Oh, really? Oh,
no, that was a joke.
Oh, okay.
It's a joke between me. It's a long story.
He said he pooped in his girlfriend's mouth yesterday.
Crap right in her mouth.
Oh, Cheryl. Oh, poor thing. Oh, by the way.
You ever have a girl... Hey, Glenn, Glenn. You ever have a girl pee on you?
Oh, stop.
I had a friend of mine that did once. And I'm like, and... Were your three sheets still in when that happened? He goes, nah. He goes, I just want to see what it was like. I was like, dude, get the fuck away from me.
What? What happened? Was it like when you were in college and one of your friends pissed on you?
No, this was like a couple of years ago. And he's like, he's only a few years younger than me. I'm 32.
So what did he do? Just piss on you?
No, he didn't piss on me. A chick pissed on him.
Oh, okay. I thought he peed on you. I'm like, whoa.
No, I don't let people piss on me. I try not to.
No, this girl, like, okay, one of my exes, she's like, we did everything. We sucked each other's toes, we did anal, we did everything. She's like, I'm fucking bored now. I go, what do you mean you're bored?
Piss on my face.
She goes, can I piss on you? So I'm like laying down in the bathtub, and she just, you know, stands over me and pisses on me. I'm like, okay.
Something. I had a chick want to do
somebody
that.
Somebody came
once
over my house one time, and he's like, you got to see this video that somebody sent me. And I'm like, okay. He throws it on. Doesn't give me any warning. All I remember is the dry heaving later on, because it was like somebody taking a dump on this guy into a blender and making a shit shake. And
It might have been nowindow.com.
It was pretty bad stuff. And I was like, thank you for sharing the videotape with me, you know.
You guys got
to
check out.
Again. Let's see if it went through this time.
Okay.
Shit.
Guys, listeners got to check out nowindow.com. It's the funniest shit. We had them on interview one time. We link to them all the time. They do great songs and stuff, but they also do video pranks.
Right.
Not pranks, but stunts. They set this guy on fire one time. The guy was like totally on fire, just like rolling around like,
It's good stuff. No window.
That's what I try to do on a rainy day.
Yeah, and this kid ate cat turds.
Ah, you know, see, there's just something seriously wrong with
Tastes
that.
Tastes like cat litter.
Ah.
I'm still not getting this file, dude.
It's still not coming through?
No.
I got the shitty shake.
I sent it twice. That's weird.
I got the shit.
That's
shit,
not babe. Good.
Hey, message me on AIM. Ped Jameson is the name.
I could do this right through. Let me see.
You know how to file send through AIM, right?
Yeah, but
I don't have. I don't have AIM. I just have the buddy listing built
by
AOL.
Oh, that crap AOL. Yuck.
Da da da.
Well, you sound like a superstar over there, you know that?
I hope to be one day.
Yeah, man. Well, we're having me writing music for your movies and being...
Let's try this thing. What?
All your movies, of course it's going to happen.
What's your AIM name? Let me try and put this in the AOL buddy listing, see if this works.
They can't send files through AOL.
Not even with the new AOL mine?
Nope.
Nope.
Thought you could, no?
Nope.
Be careful.
That's not good.
Man, I'm going to have to play it live for you guys.
Damn it! No, wait, yeah, I'm looking. Wait a minute. There's a share music thing on here. What the hell is
that? No, that's all AOL crap. It doesn't work with... I'm not an AOL user, because I have higher standards.
Damn it. Bastards. Foiled again. Rats, foiled again.
Rats.
Well, you know, I sent a few emails to Paige, and it was coming back to me also. I wonder what's going on with that.
Well, actually, it would be me, because I run my own domain. I own Social Crime. That's my baby. That's my little toy. So maybe it'll take a while. I could always put it in the settings, and later, probably in the next hour, I could probably get it and play it.
Okay, I'm going to do one even better.
Okay. Rick says the SMTB server on AOL won't let one large file be sent. That's what your problem is.
I send 16 meg files.
Really?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Didn't you say you could send big, large files through email?
You
can send up to either 15 or 16 megs, because I do it all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hmm.
I have to agree. Yes. But that's
how come my domain?
But that's AOL to AOL.
Yeah.
Like, and even AOL.
AOL
like,
to Social Crime.
Okay. That could be. Hang on a second. I'm actually going to attach this file to my site.
Okay, attach to your site.
And then you'll be able to download it.
Okay.
The whole world will be able to download it.
Oh, boy. Hey, Pets.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something. On the website, you said that there's a radio show with Chisholm. Where is it? How do I get to it? I'm just curious on your website.
Under downloads.
Well, I have it already.
Under downloads.
What do I do?
Under downloads, then guest interviews.
Oh, under downloads. Gotcha. I didn't click on that. Let me see.
Yes, one of the logical choices.
Is that it?
Yeah. Downloads, then guest interviews. Funniest part of that Anthony Chisholm interview, when we had Burr Redding himself from Oz on the phone, was... The funniest part was 3D goes...
Oh, you have a picture of Anthony Chisholm on.
Yeah, yeah, I do. And then there's, you hear ice cubes and stuff, and you hear 3D go, what, are you mixing a drink over there? And then, Sal talking about that watch, and you hear Anthony go, was that a Rolex?
How come you didn't even tell me about this? I didn't know there was a picture of me and him together here, and you could download this. Right,
I work fast.
Yeah, but you never tell me nothing, man. Now who's this? I deep throat girl.
Oh, that's she was. Oh, go ahead, Pesh.
She's a internet celebrity, dude.
Throat girl.
Yeah, check her out.
Yeah, there's yeah, yeah, yeah. Just go to ideepthroat.com. She's a
hottie.
Sign up.
It's cheap. It's good.
Now,
it's worth it.
That looks like he's got a crystal ball in front of him, but it's a phone.
That's
Pete. That's the Junkyard Willie really guy.
Funny stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, tell him he's my hero.
I will. We got to call him in the last hour.
She's bad, but that's good.
Here comes my man, Eddie.
Word.
So, Eddie will watch one of Glenn's movies, huh?
Give him a call. Ask him. Check it out.
You know, he was in, I got the movie right here. I'm looking at it right next to me. With all my movies, there it goes. Teenage Exorcist.
Teenage Exorcist.
There's a title.
You know who is the star of this, Glenn?
Who?
Well, here goes. His name is right here. Eddie Deason, whatever you call him. Brink Stevens, which we know.
I know who Brink is.
Friend of mine. And Michael Barryman.
What movie is that you're talking about?
Teenage Exorcist.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's in that.
Weird looking dude. Great guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a nice guy.
Real nice guy.
I'm drinking to my eggnog.
We got to get you guys all on the phone together one of these days. Yeah.
Well, Glenn.
Yeah.
Did you see the page, what he was telling me,
where you click on downloads and then special guests. Did you see that?
No, I'm actually just trying to get this freaking song up uploaded on the website.
That's very cool. Dude, get that song happening, baby. I want it to be heard. I don't think you guys are going to make me play it live on the air.
Da-da-da!
Hey, you know, Glenn?
Yes?
We should get together sometime and we'll do an acoustic version of that.
Oh, yeah, that's plenty of time, but definitely planned.
Yeah.
Hey, Padge, it's on my site now.
All right, okay.
All right.
Go to lightanddark.net.
Okay.
What is that? Do a foolish shot.
When you're there, when you get onto the main page, the button's on the left, you click on Fairview Falls, and you'll see it right on that page.
All right, cool. All right, guys, we're going to take a break, and we're going to like run off and finish up our hour.
Yeah, hope you like that CD there, dude. Nice to meet you, too. You're a star.
Yeah, definitely. I have to let you know what I think. Yeah,
I got to pee like a fucker.
Song 14, but she's bad, but that's good.
You know, every time he does a show, he's got to run and take a piss.
Yeah, that's his problem. He's got a bladder the size of like a peanut. It's
fuck you.
He drinks more beer.
Hello,
like...
we got the song up or what?
Huh?
Hold on. I'm going to get it.
The art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Prayed and shy, I let my chance go by. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
There we go. Look, I got my acoustic guitar, man.
Oh.
There we go.
Did I hear? Oh, that's okay. That's you.
Can you hear this?
Okay, where do I see it now? Where's for the song?
Yeah.
Where is it again?
Right on the main page. Click on Fairview Falls. On one of the buttons on the left.
Hey, Sal, what key is this song in?
Oh, E minor.
Okay.
Hey, Glenn?
That's sound that you just heard, that laugh, that sound when his ass being tickled by a feather.
Dig it out a minute.
S-Man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's E minor.
Uh-huh.
Right? To
what?
E. What the hell?
I
know the song. I just wrote it.
No, just play it, man.
One night, I forgot to play it the next day.
Hey, who the hell edited this?
Edited what?
The sound file. Because you used SoundForge.
I just recorded it to an MP3.
You used SoundForge because it didn't have a PLS file.
Nah, I saved it from Roxio. Should work, right?
Yeah, it works fine. Just didn't have a fucking title at first.
Oh. No, I just did it quick. That's why.
Poop the bear.
AS-Man.
Yes, sir.
E minor to A minor and then D.
All right.
And okay. Then the verses are from E minor to C.
Yeah, why don't you guys sing a song, and then after you guys are done singing a song, we're going to play this Fairview Falls theme. Or is it the same song?
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
If it's the same song, just play the song.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
Pitch, don't mess him up.
Okay.
So don't turn out your light every time. Oh, you won't give me the whole thing.
That's right.
Oh, nice chords.
Okay. Guys, we gotta take a break. We definitely have to take a. I gotta piss, and
all
I gotta
right,
like.
Let's take a pee, how's your phone doing, Glenn? Because mine is beeping.
Mine's
good.
Beeping. It's okay? Gonna die.
I'm good.
If you don't hear me no more. You guys stay on the line. I'll try to pull back in a little.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break. And, okay. Glenn, it's been great having you.
Hey, thank you, guys, man.
Sounds good.
And we're definitely going to, what I'm going to do is I'm going to isolate this whole track, and I'm going to send it to you through, AIM or, probably email, and then you can
That's
put
right.
it right up on your site.
Oh, cool. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, get rid of that old. That old interview is so old; it's not even funny. I didn't know I was going to quit.
Well, as a final plug, I definitely want to thank you guys again. Hopefully, everybody will check out the Tenements on sale April 13th.
Yeah.
BrainDamageFilms.com. You can see some information, but the best place to order it, because you get some extra stuff, is lightanddark.net.
Gotcha.
Lightanddark.net.
That's cool. You forgot one important thing.
Sal is does the music for it.
Yes,
all
indeed.
All right, Sal.
And
well, it could have been one of the stars, but you know, he already started shooting some of the other people. And then he said, "Jeez, I wish I would have got Sal first. I was on the kidding."
And you know, if I can make it down there, and I'm sure I can, yours truly, Pat Jameson, might have a small part.
There you go.
Yes, we're gonna get Pedge in there, man.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen where Pedge gets like cut up in some Susie or somewhere.
Maybe we'll have to get the Poop Bear in there.
Poop Bear. Poop the Bear.
Poop the Bear.
A role for Poop the Bear.
Poop the Bear.
Poop the Bear.
We can redo the
car
scene.
Oh God. Guys, it's been a complete.
I'm gonna get out of here because my phone's gonna die any second. It's going bleep 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 bleep. And you guys can chat a minute if you want, and I'm gonna say cheers to you all.
Hey, Sal, thank you for everything, Sal. Sal, we love you.
All right.
Oh, thanks, brother.
All right. You gonna play us out with Sal's new tune or what?
Sure, man. I'll mess around with it. You know, no, it's his tune. I'm not messing around with it. I'll play with him though.
Sounds good.
We will all play right. It on the break. And Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn, it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor having the Glenn. You do so many good fucking films. It's amazing to even have you on my show.
Thank you, sir.
I'll still keep checking them out. That's who I'm making it for.
All right, man. I hope you like the album, too.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I'll get in touch with you, let you know what I think.
One of the best directors on...
I'm going to try and play that to... I got to actually run out, meet my effects guy in a little bit, grab some chow, and then... see if I could play that on there before Sopranos is on tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's right. Heating up.
Oh, when we come back from break, I got a story about S-Man for you.
Oh, no.
There you go.
I work with him in the morning.
Story about S-Man.
Sounds good. Well, Pedge, thanks again. It's been great.
And you're one of the best directors on the scene right now, dude. Glenn, you're the best.
Yeah,
Glenn.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll do another show soon,
man. All right.
All right, take it easy.
Thanks, Sal. Good artist, Ben.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Nice guys.
Glenn Paisley and Sal Sarchia.